USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 1,000 Democratic voters in Nevada are reportedly being notified that their early ballots have been tossed out because of errors. The Nevada Independent says that's nearly 3% of the 36,000 ballots cast in the first 3 days of early voting. Another 39,000 ballots have yet to be counted. Megan Messerly with the Nevada Independent says Joe Biden is all in when it comes to Nevada.
He's clearly investing all of his resources, pulling those away from Super Tuesday states and into Nevada. The question I think will be, is it too little, too late?
The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak is steadily increasing. The illness now has claimed the lives of more than 2,200 people around the world. Most of the deaths have been in mainland China, with at least 11 coming from outside the country. President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Two of the top polling Democratic White House hopefuls are exchanging concerns about each other. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
Latecomer to the field of candidates, billionaire Michael Bloomberg says he's concerned that Bernie Sanders is not going to be electable when put up against President Trump in November.
And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
While in an exclusive interview with CBS News, Sanders continued to express his concerns that Bloomberg has come in late and is trying to buy the nomination.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
A Kaiser Family Foundation poll says 55% of Americans view Obamacare as popular and favorable. That's the highest mark for the health care law since Kaiser began asking the question 10 years ago. Kaiser has been a fan of the Affordable Care Act since it was put into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's some new Barbie dolls being released, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toymaker Mattel is introducing three new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls cost $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
A new study published in the Journal for Addictive Behaviors found that constantly using your cell phone affects your brain the same way drug addiction does. The study also found that the average American spends about 4 hours a day on their smartphone. Tom Kersting is a licensed physiotherapist. He tells Fox News some of the concerning things to him regarding this study and how smartphones affect your brain.
Well, the actual physical changes in the brain, that's very, very aligned with addiction. So, you know, we've heard in the past already about the fact that smartphone use, social media and everything else, you know, triggers a dopamine release in the brain.
Yeah.
Very similar to what we're seeing with drugs and so forth. The other side of this, as a family therapist, that you really can't study, you can't do a study on, is the behavioral outbursts that I'm seeing from young kids when parents take away the phones and computers and games and so forth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.